Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is an update on the Evergrande situation. We've just received some news that the authorities are changing the rules with regards to escrow accounts. So in this video, I wanted to talk to you about what an escrow account is, what it's meant to achieve, what the new rules that are being introduced say, and what the implications of that are for both property developers but also for the buyers in China, because an escrow account is put in place to protect buyers, not to help property developers access more capital. So I wanted to go through the details of what's been announced and then look at what the implications of this are for both Evergrande and also all the rest of the property developers in China, because these new rules have been introduced to try to give the developers access to more capital. But I think fundamentally there is a problem with the way it's been structured. So we'll go through that at the end of the video. But before we get into all of that, I'd really appreciate it if you could give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content. And please don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I always include chapters in my videos. So if there's a section that you're not particularly interested in, it's really easy to skip through it and move on to the next topic. Escrow is legal terminology and relates to a situation when money is paid in advance of receiving a certain good or service. And the way that these contracts are structured are that the money that is paid by a buyer is held by a third party in an independent account, and that money is only released to a seller upon the completion of certain conditions. So in the situation of the property developers, the way these accounts are meant to operate, when a buyer comes along and wants to buy an apartment from Evergrande, they agree a price and then they pay an amount up front. So that amount might equate to 50% of the purchase price. So they pay 50% of the purchase price. But in order to protect their position, what is meant to happen is that rather than that money being given to Evergrande, who then theoretically could go away and spend that money, it's put into a deposit account with a third party. And that third party will only release the money to Evergrande upon the completion of either the full apartment, so it's ready for sale, or the contract may stipulate that the money can be released upon the completion of other criteria, such as the completion of the shell or the completion of the second fix of the apartment or something along those lines. And the way this whole scheme is structured is that it's meant to protect the buyers. So if Evergrande, for example, goes bust, then that money is sitting with an independent party and it could be returned to that buyer if they are unable to take completion of their apartment. So escrow accounts are a really good idea when you're parting with large sums of money and the completion of the contract is dependent upon the third party delivering something to your satisfaction. So that's a quick summary of escrow. Hopefully that's given you a better understanding as to what an escrow account is, why these situations have been put in place contractually, and the protection that an escrow gives to a buyer in the event of somebody like Evergrande getting into financial difficulty and not being able to complete on 1.6 million apartments, for example. So it's now been announced by the Chinese authorities that they're changing the rules with regards to escrow accounts because they feel that the rules are too restrictive and that the property developers need to be given access to more cash being held in these accounts. So at the moment, the way the escrow is structured in China, the local authorities hold on to the cash. So theoretically, when a buyer comes along and agrees with Evergrande to buy an apartment, if they hand over $100,000, in theory, Evergrande was meant to give that $100,000 to the local authority, and the local authority then locks it away in a protected account and will only give it to Evergrande once that apartment is completed or Evergrande have met all of the conditions of the contract. So in theory, the local authorities all across China, in all the areas where Evergrande is operating, are sitting with 1.6 million deposits in escrow that they are refusing to release to Evergrande. And the Chinese authorities have now decided that that is unfair on Evergrande and that they should be given more of that cash. So they're changing the rules to make it easier for property developers like Evergrande to be able to access that money. So they'll be able to get more of this cash into their own bank accounts. And it's reported that somewhere between 50 to 70% of all of the pre-sale money is being held currently in escrow by the local authorities. So in theory, by changing these rules, it should allow all of the developers to access more capital, and that should enable them to then complete more projects and to get the whole sector moving again. That's the theory that the Chinese authorities are working upon. So before I move on to talk about the issues that the changes to these rules throw up, I wanted to talk about how all of the property developers have been funding their projects so far. So if we look at Evergrande as the perfect example, Evergrande borrowed money from the banks and international bondholders to buy land. So they borrowed all of that cash and then they bought the land. And then they had to pay for the developments themselves. And they borrowed more money to pay for those developments. So they took on more debt from the Chinese banks and international lenders to complete the build. Now, none of the funding included in the build project came from selling the properties. Pre-selling the properties is completely excluded. So if you go back to what we were talking about the escrow account, the reason that escrow accounts have been established and put in place is to protect the buyers. Because what you don't want is the developer using the buyer's deposit to actually pay for the build. Because at that point, they're already out of cash. If they're having to take money from people to complete the build, then they've run out of money internally. So that means that they're already illiquid and in a state of potential bankruptcy. So the funding structure for these developments never included any of the buyer's deposits. That money equated to profit that the developers were going to achieve at the end of the build. They had their funding from the debt provided by the banks and the institutions. They didn't need to include the buyer's deposits as part of their cash flows. So to be releasing this money to help the developers complete their builds doesn't make any sense. This is just a reflection of the fact that all of these guys have run out of cash. And because of the new three red lines policy that was introduced by the Chinese authorities, they don't have access to enough debt to complete the builds. But it makes no sense to give them this money and does raise a massive question mark about the protection that the escrow account is meant to provide to the buyers. So the changes to these escrow rules raise a variety of issues. And I guess the first issue to discuss here is whether or not these escrow accounts have actually been operating in practice. Because we know that a lot of the property developers are in massive financial difficulty, and Evergrande has over $300 billion of debt, and it doesn't have any cash, it's run out of money. And it seems unlikely that there are now hundreds of millions of dollars of cash in escrow accounts that they can gain access to. The big question is whether or not Evergrande and the major developers actually did hand over all of these deposits at the time they took them from customers, or whether or not they used this capital as part of their cash flows. So that's a big question to be answered, and I guess we won't see the detail on that. But by changing the rules of this scheme, it would explain to buyers in the future why the local authorities no longer have their cash. If they can say that they gave it to Evergrande and the other developers at this point because they wanted to change the rules to speed up the build programs, then that seems like a good rationale as to why they don't have the cash anymore. Whether they have it right now, who knows? But let's assume they do have it. Let's assume all of the local authorities are sitting with hundreds of millions of dollars. Then the question that you have to ask is, why were these escrow accounts put in place in the first place? What was the point of this scheme? And the point was to protect the buyers. So if you hand over your money to a developer and that developer goes bust, the benefit of having an escrow account is that the local authority can say, well, it's okay because we've been holding the money, the developer never saw the cash, and we can give you your money back as the apartment has never been completed. So that was the whole point of why this arrangement was established. So it seems really counterintuitive. At a point when all of the developers are in massive financial difficulty, so they're on the point of defaulting, if not already have defaulted, such as Evergrande and Kaiser, then at this stage, the escrow money should be given back to the buyers, especially as the market is now coming off and prices are falling. If I was a buyer and I was in this situation, I would want my money back. I'd rather say, give me my cash back and I might make another purchase on an apartment in 3 or 6 months' time when the prices have come down and all the developers have sorted out some of their problems. What you don't want is the local authority and the government suddenly changing the rules at the most risky point for you and saying, actually, rather than giving you your money back, we're going to take your money and give it to the developer because they need it, because they're bankrupt and they've run out of cash. So this is their last resort. That is counterintuitive with regards to why this scheme was ever established. It was put in place to protect buyers and it's now being used to bail out the developers. Absolutely crazy. The other main issue here is that the government in China brought in the three red lines policy to try to rein in the property developers. A lot of these companies, especially Evergrande, had been running away with themselves, building up all sorts of developments, borrowing money heavily, and getting themselves in a situation where they were overtrading and they didn't have enough cash to be able to finish all of the developments that they had started. So the government decided to change the rules to make it more difficult for these developers to access cash and therefore to bring everybody back in line. So the whole point of the three red lines was to try to shake out the unprofitable developers and to stop all of these crazy practices. So by changing the rules to this escrow account, it's really going against the whole philosophy of why they started making these changes. They wanted to make it more difficult for developers to access capital so that they had to work on profitable operations and use their own cash flow wisely. So it doesn't really follow that they should now give them access to funds that were previously locked away and held by a third party. It doesn't make sense to now give them this money. It's going back on that whole ethos of trying to bring them in line and get them focused on their own cash flow. It's essentially giving them another form of debt. They can now take this cash and use it to complete some of the builds, but what will happen is that they will run out of cash. This essentially will be like another Ponzi scheme, because if you're at the front of the queue right now, then you're okay because your apartment will be completed with some of the money that's getting released from these escrow accounts. But at some point, that money will run out and there'll be nothing left in the pot and there will still be hundreds of thousands of apartments unfinished and there will be nowhere else left to turn. There's no more debt available and once all the escrow money is gone, that's it. So it will accelerate the build and it will allow some developments to be completed and some people will get their apartments. But if you're at the back of the queue, you're doomed. There is no way they're going to be able to complete 1.6 million apartments at Evergrande with this money because it represents somewhere between 50 and 70% of all of the buyer deposits. So it's not enough to complete all of these apartments. It will complete some of them. So the whole ethos of what they're doing here is counterintuitive to what they've tried to do over the last 18 months or so. They've tried to make it more difficult for the developers. They've tried to bring them back in line. But by releasing this capital, it's basically giving them some more free capital and allowing them to go ahead, carry on building, pretend that nothing's happening, pretend everything's as normal. But once that cash runs out, we'll be in exactly the same situation as we are today. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, as I've just run through, the changes that have been proposed by the Chinese authority to the escrow account system are completely insane because the whole point of having an escrow system is to provide some buyer protection in the event that the developers get themselves into difficulty. And as we all know, all these developers are in a huge amount of difficulty. This is the worst case scenario from a buyer's point of view. What you don't want is to give your money to somebody who then goes bankrupt and you lose everything and you don't end up with any apartment at the end of it. So the escrow system was actually quite clever and it did give people some comfort that in the event that Evergrande went bust, they might be able to get some of their money back. The government changing this scheme means that all of these buyers are now fully exposed to the bankruptcy of Evergrande and they will not be getting a penny back. Some of them might get an apartment if they're very lucky, but the vast majority are now going to lose everything. And we're talking lots of money here. It's tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars. In some cases, it's people's life savings. So the government changing this scheme is essentially moving away from protecting the people and moving more towards helping the developers to get through this next period. And that has to be politically driven. We know the property market is on its knees. We've got falling prices. We've got falling volumes in China. It's a really bad situation. And it represents over 25% of GDP in China. So the government clearly wants the sector to be fueled up again. It wants things to get back up and running. It wants to pretend that it can get back to where it was. And by releasing this capital, it will keep things moving for a few months. But this capital will run out and we will get back to the same situation very quickly. So it's a short-term measure, very short-sighted, doesn't make any sense, and I think is a really bad development from a buyer perspective. And it's surprising because up until now, the common prosperity for all policy has been looking to support the people of China ahead of all of these corporates. But this change seems to be moving back towards supporting the corporates and moving away from supporting the citizens of China. So time will tell whether or not this makes a difference, and it will be interesting to see how much money has actually been given over by Evergrande and the other developers to the local authorities. My guess is that it is a lot less than 50 to 70% of the total amount that Evergrande took from the 1.6 million buyers who are still waiting for their apartments to be completed. But let's see. I'll keep you posted as soon as there's any more news and developments on this story and anything else relating to Evergrande and the Chinese developers. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.